up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, here we go once again. Time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. About an hour every week we get together, play records. Kind of like the old days when you used to just go over to a friend's house, maybe have a little party, everybody bring some records. That's what I'm doing, except I'm sitting here all alone, but I know you're all out there listening to all these great old-time records. So let's do it for another week, shall we? Beautiful week up here in northern Minnesota. Finally, after some nasty weather the last couple of weeks, sunshine, 70s, looking good. Let's start out with Happy George. How can you not like a guy named Happy George? And his name never ends. G-E-O-R-G-E, O-R-G-E-O-R-G-E. It's an amazing thing. Here's me and my concertina. There you go. George sounded pretty happy to me. It's Happy George. And me and my concertina here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. All this silliness happens every week. So I'm glad you happen to be here. Maybe you knew it was coming and you planned on being here. Maybe you ran into all this by accident. That'll teach you. Here's Casey Squee in the orchestra. It's called I Won't Answer the Phone. We'll be right back. All right, there you go. Casey Squee in the orchestra. I won't answer the phone. That's the magical thing about instrumental songs. You can pretty much name them anything you want. You know, he could have named that, I'm mowing the lawn. Or he could have named that, I gotta go potty. Or he could have named that, we ran out of Twinkies. It all would have worked, because instrumentals are magical that way, aren't they? You bet they are. Here are the Pennsylvania Good Times and the Son of a Minor Polka.
Son of a miner, and my father's father was a miner too. Yes, there's jobs for a man a whole lot finer, but that's the only job I ever knew. We went down, 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 the rock went crashing all around, and every mother's son knelt down and prayed. We were gone, 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 buried far beneath the ground. Would we never see the light of day? I recall the day that my darling, she told me she was fruitful, but I laughed. Then I waved goodbye to my darling for that long, dreary journey down the shaft. We went down, 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 rock went crashing all around, and every mother's son knelt down and prayed. We were gone, 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 buried far beneath the ground. Would we never see the light of day? God up in heaven, and I know he always answers all our prayers. When we stand in that doorway to heaven, it's our faith that will climb the golden stairs. We went down, 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 rock went crashing all around, and every mother's son knelt down and prayed. We were gone, 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 buried far beneath the ground. Would we never see the light of day?
All right, there you go. Son of a Minor Polka and the Pennsylvania Good Times here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Kind of works here in Minnesota, too, because we're in the Iron Range. And they're not coal mining, though. They're mining for steel. So we still got plenty of miners around here, though. That's for sure. So we'll just call that the generic miner song. No, anyway, there you go. Bernie Roberts in the orchestra coming up after we talk about the World of Accordions Museum and invite you to visit. Because it is indeed traveling season. So if you're not right here in the area, northern Minnesota, or up in the top of Wisconsin here, right by Duluth and Superior, Wisconsin, maybe you want a vacation this way. It's pretty. I'm telling you, especially over there on the North Shore, Lake Superior, waterfalls, hiking trails, all sorts of state parks. You bet. And, of course, the World of Accordions Museum right there in Superior. 1,400 accordions are jammed in there on display. They have the Accordion Technician Repair School. They've got the concert hall. They have all sorts of activities, educational materials, fun stuff. If you're into the music or the history or the roots of the people or any of that sort of thing, you might want to put it on your list. Neat thing is you can check them out online. Find out more at worldofaccordions.org. Just that simple. Worldofaccordions.org. Have a look. All right. All right. Bernie Roberts and the orchestra. This is Pretty Red Wing. Love me a good Bernie Roberts record there. That's Pretty Red Wing here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're along for another presentation of fine old-time music for about an hour, like we do every week here. Let's crank up this old Lawrence Dukow record, shall we? This one's looking a little fuzzy around the edges, but I'm going to give it a roll anyway. Here's Lawrence Dukow and the Red Raven Orchestra. Home, home, why go home?
I told my wife I wouldn't be late. I told her I'd be home by 8. But now it's 3:15. I wonder what she'll do to me.
Home, home, why go home?
We're all having lots of fun.
Home, home, why go home?
Stay and have another one. Now I met a friend. Party grew and grew and grew. Now what the heck was I to do?
Home, home, why go home?
We're all having lots of fun.
Home, home, why go home?
Stay and have another one. Try to do no wrong, but my wife is big and strong. I know darn well when I come in, she'll conk me with the rolling pin.
Home, home, why go home?
We're all having lots of fun.
Home, home, why go home?
Stay and have another one. Now I'm in a blonde, she said to me, oh, you're as handsome as can be. And then she gave me a great big kiss. Oh, home, sweet home, was never like this.
Home, why go home?
We're all having lots of fun.
Home, home, why go home?
Stay and have another one.
Thank you.
So you got a little bonus with that record. That one had a little scratch in it. You hear that? That adds to the authenticity of the show. Makes the record more valuable, too, because it has that patina of an authentic skip in the record. You know what? I'm not even going to worry about it. I'm just going to put it on the back on the shelf so we can have that pleasant enjoyment of listening to a record go clump in the middle of it, all right? Hey, you want to hear a good joke? I never tell a joke. But my daughter just sent me this one, and I just thought I'd share it with you. You ready? It says, I'll never forget the look on the cashier's face when she scanned that package of birdseed. And I asked her, how long does it take for the birds to grow once I plant them? I'd never heard that one before. I thought it was pretty funny. All right, here is Frank Wojnarowski and Teresa Zapolska and the Polish Polka.
Nosek is a little nose. Moje serce means my heart. Wózek is the word for cart. Róża, nosek,
nose.
Serce,
heart.
Wózek,
heart.
The Polish polka,
Polish polka. Learn and sing along with me.
Ja cię kocham.
I love you.
Jak się masz mi?
How are you?
And dzień dobry.
Means good day.
Learn these phrases for today.
Word for kiss. Panna is the word for miss.
Twoja ręka means your hand. Piasek is the word for sand. Buzi?
Kiss.
Panna?
Kiss.
Ręka?
Hand.
Piasek?
Sand.
The Polish polka, Polish polka. Learn and sing along with me.
Powiedz czemu?
Tell me why.
Do widzenia.
Means goodbye.
And dobranoc.
Means good night.
Let's see if we've got it right. Róża?
Nose.
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 Serce?
Heart.
Buzi,
kiss,
panna,
miss,
ręka,
hand,
piasek,
hand. The Polish polka, Polish polka, learn and sing along with me.
There you go. Frank Wojnarowski there, Teresa Zapolska, the Polish Polka. That sounded like they're having a good time. You're on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us for another week. Hey, you know, if you wanted to have a request or a dedication, or you have a question or a comment, or maybe you're looking to find a song that you heard on the show, or you're wondering if maybe we have the record around here somewhere, you can contact us via multiple ways. Yes, you could... You could leave a text message or actually a voice message on an actual phone that you call a real phone number. Area code 218-259-2985. You can text to that number or you can leave a message. 218-259-2985. Or you can email oompahour@aol.com. Or you can Facebook. Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Or for that matter, you could send a postcard or a letter or a box of cookies to the Oompa Hour at Box 481, Bovee, Minnesota, 55709. In fact, I'm kind of big on the box of cookies idea. So, yeah, if you want to get in touch with us, you can do that. You know what I'm looking forward to? And I bet this happens somewhere near you, no matter who you are or where you are. Even if you're not in the United States, I bet this happens somewhere near you during the summertime. I'm an aviation nut. My dad was a private pilot. I flew with Dad from the time I was old enough to be strapped into an airplane. And the wife and I have talked about building an airplane. In fact, we actually attended a manufacturer seminar. We built a rudder. We have a rudder for a perfectly good airplane in my daughter's old bedroom closet. But I'm really into airplanes. Go to air shows. Go to the Oshkosh thing all the time. And so I and one thing that airports have are pancake breakfasts. And if you're not a flyer or an aviation buff, you may not be aware of this, but like small town airports, big airports, all sorts of airports have what they call a fly-in pancake breakfast. And they have it so people who want to can jump in their plane and fly, you know, 50 miles, 100 miles, whatever, and, you know, hang out with other airplane people and eat breakfast and then fly home again. You know, it's got, they call it a $100 hamburger when they do it for lunch. You blow $100 and have gas and lunch, and you just, it's something to do. And so summertime comes, and the airport fly-in pancake breakfast really start ramping up. And here we have one. The Civil Air Patrol does one. It's one of their main fundraisers for the year. A lot of people turn out for this one. And it's on Father's Day. And I always go to that one, even though, well, I still have one daughter here that that comes with. But all my rest of my kids have abandoned me and moved far, far away. But I got one daughter takes care of me on Father's Day still. And then and this year they're back to back. The Experimental Aircraft Association, the EAA chapter, also has a pancake breakfast every spring. And I think they're a couple of weeks behind schedule because it's coming up this weekend. And then the next weekend is the Father's Day deal. So I get to have pancakes in an airplane hangar surrounded by airplanes and airplane people 2 weekends in a row. And I suggest if you have any interest in flying or you just want something interesting to do, check out local airports in your community or put it in the Google or something. And you could probably figure out. And if it's a fly-in, you know, you have a lot of people flying in. You can watch planes taking off and landing and all that kind of stuff. It's a good, fun, small-town thing to do. And I'm excited because I'm doing it this weekend. I'm doing it next weekend. So there's one of my quirky things that you probably didn't know is there's nothing better than the smell of avgas and maple syrup. And somebody should write a polka about that. But it's not going to be me. Is it too early in the show to do our waltz? I don't think so. I think we can do our waltz now. And I got to find our 78 for the week yet, too. I'm really unprepared this week. I don't know what's up. Let's do our waltz, shall we? Here, we haven't played a Marv Herzog record in a while. Here's Marv and the Night in May Waltz on Tim Zumpa Hour. They haven't missed Thurmarv Herzog there. The Night in May Waltz on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. As you know, I always try to include at least one waltz in every show. So, see, I'm off the hook for this week. I got to work on getting a 78 going here. I did set one aside here about a week ago, so I've got one to go here in a little bit. So stand by for that. What do you say we have a little Six Fat Dutchman? Haven't done a Six Fat Dutchman for a while. Let's have the musicians come and play polka. Six Fat Dutchman there. That is the musicians come and play polka. Apparently that's what they did when they made that record. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old time oldie show. How the heck are you doing this week? We got June well underway. Holy cow, time is going fast. It just boggles the mind. It's true what they say. The older you get, the faster time goes. Because I'm getting to where it's going so fast, it's already next week, I'm telling you. I have Chaz Hicks and his orchestra. I'm sure that's short for Charles, right? Why is it taking out two letters makes it that much shorter? Chaz Hicks. Sounds so classy. Like the guy rolls up in a Bentley and pulls out his accordion, you know? On Goodwill Records, of all things, from a town in Pennsylvania. And I was going to tell you the name of the town, and I already got the record on the record player, so I can't read it. And it looked like a great name to see if I could pronounce it. So we'll try that after we play the record. And while you're listening to this, I'm going to try to get our 78 of the week set up here on the other turntable. So here you go. We'll be right back. go. Chaz Hicks and the orchestra. That's the Flat Top Polka. Now let me get the record off the turntable over here and see if we can't pronounce the name of this town. It's on Goodwill Records out of Conshohocken, Pennsylvania. That definitely says Conshohocken. Oh, and look at that here. Okay, this has got to be old. It says Conshohocken, Pennsylvania, Goodwill Records. Then printed on the record, right on the label, it says sheet music available at the above address. The entire above address is Goodwill Records, Conshohocken, Pennsylvania. There's nothing else there. So apparently this is before zip codes and house numbers were invented. Anyway, good record nonetheless from Chaz Hicks and the orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I told you I'd get the 78 of the week set up here while you were listening to that, and I did. So let's do it. You ready? Art Mooney and his orchestra. This one's kind of fun. It's even kind of romantic. Uh-huh. It's the Bride and Groom Polka.
This man, do you?
I do.
The ceremony's done. The bride and groom are one. Everybody's gay, so tell the orchestra to play. A polka for the bride and groom. Everybody up and dance. A polka for the bride and groom. The music of romance. Congratulate the happy pair as they whirl around the room. Each anniversary may there always be a polka for the bride and groom. Papas are crying, happy on this wedding day. The honeymoon couple is dying, waiting for the chance when they can get away. Up on a bench there's a battle, and when the polka is through, drink to the boy and girl, may their sweetheart dreams come true. La 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 la. Oh, do the polka for the bride and groom. Oh, come on!
Everybody up and dance.
I said a polka for the bride and groom.
Music of romance.
Ooh, congratulate that happy pair.
As they whirl all around the room. Each anniversary may there always be a polka for the bride and groom. We know there's gonna be many an anniversary. To the bride and groom.
Okay. All right, that's a fun one there. Man, you cannot watch the 78s play on the record player, man. I mean, how does that needle even stay on there going that fast? Crazy, man. Art Mooney and the orchestra, that's the Bride and Groom Polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Wow, we're over halfway through the show already. It's like you get to about 20 minutes in and it just suddenly ramps up really bad, you know. Now, from the early days of the career of Lil Wally, here's Lil Wally. That's it. No Harmony Boys, no Lucky Harmony Boys, no anything. It just says Lil Wally. Then it says America's favorite polka and waltz band is what it says on the record. Here's Lil Wally's Roll Out the Barrel. There you go, Lil Wally there in the early days of Lil Wally's career. Roll out the barrel here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. How the heck you doing out there anyway? Huh. That's the question I have. Man, it's so nice outside. I'm sitting here looking out the studio window at the sunshine and the fluffy clouds and all that. And I see fluffy clouds. Not that I'm a pessimist, but I immediately start thinking, yeah, those are going to turn into a thunderstorm later. Sometimes they actually do. Hey, here's one you don't hear very often. The New Phonics. That's NU-Phonics. This is the Polka Down Polka.
They call her Polka Babe, 'cause no one knows her name. She danced the polka all night long, that's how she came to fame. She really stomps her feet on that Hamtramck Street. In the bar she is a star, they say she can't be beat. Just listen to that polka beat and you will come to know how to swing and stomp your feet, and not just watch the show. Come and dance, polka down, and we'll dance around. Listen to that polka beat and to that polka sound. He really steals the show, puts the rest up to the test and swings them to and fro. The girls all try their best, they dance the polka fest. He takes them one by one and puts them back with all the rest. Just listen to that polka beat and you will come to know how to swing and stomp your feet and not just watch the show. Come and dance, polka down. Polka beat and to that polka sound. Night away, they swung and stomped about. The crowd began to shout, but Joe and Baby came and gazed. That night there was no doubt. Just listen to that polka beat and you will come to know how to swing and stomp your feet and not just watch the show. Come and dance, polka down, and romance, swing around. Listen to that polka beat and to that polka sound.
Wow, and they stop playing, they stop playing. There's the New Phonics there and the Polka Down Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Believe it or not, this sort of thing happens every darn week right here. So mark down wherever it is you're hearing this so you come back next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Know what I mean? Let's do the Starlights. That's me slapping a record on my hand. Why do I do that? It's noisy and it's irritating and it distracts from the fine quality of the show. Here are the Starlights and the Hard to Get Polka.
Bye.
There's another good in there. It's the Starlights and the Hard to Get Polka. And this is Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Glad you're along for the ride this week. You know, we do this show. Every single thing we play is from a phonograph record. We didn't do anything digital, no CDs or anything like that. So that's why it sounds so authentic, because it is. You ready for one from the Pala Brothers? I think we are. It's the Son of a Gun Polka.
Oj ty babo, co ty chcesz, czego zawsze mordę drzesz? Nie dasz wypić, nie dasz spać, a teraz mi nie dasz srać. Ty pioruński bawole, a coś tam zrobił w stodole. Zrobiłeś mi tam kupę, za to kopnę cię w dupę. Ty piorunie, przestań pić, bo cię będę w mordę bić. Jak mi przyjdziesz pijany, będziesz spał ze świniami. Nie będziesz mi tu siedział, nie będziesz mi tu śmierdział. Nie będziesz ty piorunie, więcej w domu mi pierdział. Oj ty babo, co ty chcesz, czego zawsze mordę drzesz? Nie dasz wypić, nie dasz spać, a teraz mi nie dasz srać. Ty pioruński bawole, a coś tam zrobił w stodole. Zrobiłeś mi tam kupę, za to kopnę cię w dupę. Oj ty chłopie, ja ci dam, zawsze trubę z tobą mam. I jak ty wódki nie pijesz, inne baby całujesz. Ty piorunie, popraw się, bo ci będzie tu popsie. Wygonię cię w pioruny, szukaj se innej żony.
All right, I have no idea what he was talking about. So if he was offending anybody in there, sorry about that. There are the Pala Brothers. That's the Son of a Gun Polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Couple of more records at least coming up in the show. We'll see how that works out. I'll be right back after this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, there you go. We got a couple more records probably. Yeah, I think we fit them into the show here. A couple for sure. Let's do Frank Pastuzak. Pastuzak. I think I said that right. And his Polka Pals, actually. And the number five polka.
Thank you.
There you have it there. That is Frank Pastuzak and his Polka Pals. And that is Polka number 5 here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, I think. We're only going to sneak in one more. Yeah, that's what I think here. The Little Fisherman Orchestra out of Texas. And here's 10 Pretty Girls.
You can't marry 10 pretty girls. There were 10 pretty girls, and I'll tell you this, that the boy's biggest thrill was to steal a kiss. But it doesn't mean a thing playing kiss in the ring, 'cause you can't marry 10 pretty girls. Now 5 were blondes and 4 brunettes, and 1 was a sunny little redhead. The girls grew up, the boy left school, and at 21 he wedded the saucy little redhead. Oh, that one pretty girl at the village school. Here's what she taught the boy at the village school. Kissing girls may be fun, but your heart picks on one, so you can't marry 10 pretty girls.
See, that's what you call the shave and a haircut, 2 bits ending. It is. There you have the Little Fisherman Orchestra and 10 Pretty Girls here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And the old clock on the wall tells me this next record on the stack is not going to fit in there before we run out of time. So I do believe the time has come to wrap this sucker up for another week.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, and brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. I shall return. We'll do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.